my house is decorated too. I decorated before I left. I'm good. Huh. I got a minion. One of them little minions on the front lawn.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anyone blew them up. That sounds bad. That sounds vulgar. We blew up a minion.
And yes. I don't know. Those little blow up things are cute. My son has got them.
Not in the wind.
No, not in the wind. No, that's not a good thing.
Yes. Well, you mentioned, Kathy, I think you mentioned vulgar.
That is vulgar.
Because I know Francie loves Big Fatty online.
Oh, I know. I do. I mean, you know, I did. I managed to pull it out of my ass.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I managed to pull it out of my ass. That sounds vulgar.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3110 of the BFO for right the 10th of G2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day here in Fat Acres, and I'm hell-bent and determined we're going to get in some voice letters. Yes, buddy. Hello, returners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're returners today. Because, y'all, I was notified by the United States Postal Service today that Straight Bob's Crema Cod has been returned to the villa. And, y'all, they had written on it, no longer at this address. Return to sender. Big Fatty, has he been misplaced or misplaced by the wildfires? I don't know. But Straight Bob, you need to send me an e-letter or something with your address so I can try to send it again. Big Fatty, I know he's probably just been wearing a black veil waiting on his crema card. Well, it could be. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are today. Y'all, I've met this person many, many, many times at the Pride 48. He's come to the, y'all, it is none other than the blind part of the former little show Inked, Blind, and Confused. Y'all, it's a Blind Guy Jay. Oh, baby, we love Blind Guy Jay. It's true. And y'all, also today, never met this person, but y'all, he has something in common with Straight Bob. Big Fatty, what? Has he been misplaced as well? No. He's one of my straight boyfriends. Oh, Big Fatty, y'all, it is Dan, my Northeast straight daddy. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Logan's daddy. It's true. And y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, I've met this person once. I believe it was at Disneyland out there in the California. She's just a delight. Just a delight. And, y'all, she had to sit by me at a meet and greet, if I remember correctly. Y'all, it is none other than the Melissa the Confused Mama. Big Daddy, we love Mama the Confused. We do indeed. And then, y'all, on Sunday, we have, y'all, it is the husband of one DJ Star Sage. Y'all, I've never met him in person, but y'all, from hearing about his goings on, he likes to eat junk food. A big fatty, y'all, it is Billy Star Sage. Yes, Big Fatty. And then, y'all, also on Sunday, y'all, he's one of the folks that made the hammersaw for me back in the day. He's out there in the Denver. Used to be good friends with David in Denver. Y'all, it's Brian. And, oh, Big Fatty, we love praying in Denver, and y'all, then y'all probably one of the most patient men on the face of the earth. Y'all, he's always blowing snow. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, it is Mr. Bacon. Big Fatty, we love Mr. Bacon. So y'all, if you see Blunt Guy Jay, my Northeast Straight Daddy, Mama the Confused, Billy Starsage, Brian in Denver, and Mr. Bacon, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, that's going to be one hell of a kick.
Happy birthday.
Even enjoy the happy music today. Why is that? Coach, you fucked it up at the beginning of today's little show. Well, how did I fuck it up? You didn't play the right day music. Big Fatty, you should rectify that. Yes, Big Fatty. It's back to normal now. It's still fucked up, but it's back to normal. Since I spoke to you yesterday, I was expecting. I was expecting a visit from young Nicholas, and y'all, he didn't come by. He evidently was working late, but y'all, I had a surprise for him. Be Fatty, how vulgar. No, y'all, I had ordered some more Peter G. tonic water, and y'all, it was supposed to come today for right, but y'all, it came Wednesday, and I was, it was just going to be a surprise, and y'all, he went home, and y'all, it went Big Fatty, he probably cried himself to sleep, probably so. But anyway, y'all, I watched the Jeopardy tournament of champions, and y'all, that that James Holzhauer, has that weird smile. Y'all, he was the big winner on Hump Day night. Big Fatty, you should have said spoiler alert. Okay, let me do it again. Spoiler alert. James James won. So y'all, it's now tied. Ken Jennings won game, and James won game, and Brad is at zero games. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all. Then after that, y'all, I had fallen behind on watching The Good Doctor. You know, I love The Good Doctor, so y'all, I watched three episodes of that because I saw that this coming Monday, I believe it's this coming Monday. The winter season is the spring season is beginning, so I wanted to kind of catch up. Y'all, it is so good, so good. If you're not watching it, shame on you. Y'all, then I watched the monologue of that Stephen Colbert, and I slept pretty well. I actually slept pretty well. Yes, Big Fatty, that damn Whitman Tinker didn't come visit. And y'all then woke up on on Thursday morning. Big Ricky once again sent me a testimonium. Y'all is showing me cone with mayonnaise on it, and you know that's really not what you want to see first thing in the morning. that's okay, because Joe in Dallas showed me what I did want to see. Big Fatty Volume. And y'all, then Granny was sending me messages. Also, he said that Mr. Cackle had posted something on the Face Space. It was about a news story of a man captured after breaking into someone's home so he could suck on their toes. And Big Fatty Shrimping and grits. Yeah, shrimping and grits. And Mr. Cackle said, poor Rick Hardy. Then I got up and had my coffee, and y'all, I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, as I was walking, young Nicholas came by and tooted, Big Fatty, had he had Mexican food? I don't think so. But finished that up and came back and got my share. And y'all, I was just laying in the love chamber for just a little bit. I was playing some words with friends and Scrabble with friends or whatever the hell that's called. And this happened.
Mystery Day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
So I know, Squeaky Gentleman, it's been long overdue. Yes, Big Fatty. Okay, y'all, this was a new gentleman caller. Y'all, 25. 6 foot, 175 elbs, and y'all had a nicely trimmed beard, and y'all, he was very interested in the special chaya, and I said, well, come on by, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, doesn't think it's getting enough attention here lately, so y'all, he came by, and y'all, it was just lovely. I mean, and y'all, I had told him that, you know, that what I told him was,
I can't walk, I'm gray, I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, his response was perfect. And y'all, he came by, and I don't know which of the two of us enjoyed it more. Big Fatty, well, based on the cleanup, he did. Oh, well, okay. But anyway, y'all, and I asked him, I said, is this the first time that you've used a special chaya? And he says, yes. I said, will it be the last? He says, absolutely not. I'll send you a message. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, then here I am. I am recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I am calling with not one, but two CVS receipts because, you know, what else do I do with my time? The other day, I went to CVS and I got a pint of Ben & Jerry's Cherry Garcia for 99 cents. Mind you, at CVS, the motherfuckers are $5.99 a pint. So I saved 83% because I saved $5. Huzzah! But the real good one is a nice long one. Let's see. I got two things of Old Spice Invisible deodorant for the boy genius. I got two 20-ounce bottles of Coke Zero, 18-count double roll of Scott Comfort 2-ply, because that's important, tissue, a 16-ounce can of Monster Zero, because Joe likes that chip. A 2-count package of the CVS brand dry mouth spray, a 6-ounce container of a face wash for the boy genius as well, 3 greeting cards, and a roll of paper towels. For all of this stuff, including tax, I paid $29.81, but I saved $27.38 for a total savings of 49%. And let's see, as of 11/27, because I don't think I've been back to CVS since then, I have saved $797.81. So can someone tell me what the fuck I'm buying at CVS that I've saved this much money? All right, love you. Bye.
Dear Gazelle, that of course is Princess Hannah, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and Princess Hannah, excellent coupon report there. My only question is, I would have never thought of going to the CVS to buy the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I didn't even know they had a freezer section. And that shows you how little I go to the CVS. Big Fatty, you really should get out more.
Trademark, Vera Charles.
Oh my goodness, I finally found Survivor Idols of the Islands, or whatever it's called. It's on TV right now. And they're voting, they've split, there's two votes, double eviction, two people going home, two immunity idols. It's amazing. I can't believe it's so good. And I should listen to more of your episodes so I know everyone, but I have to say Karishma is super annoying and I want her to get hit on the head by a coconut and die. Well, now the serious part of my call. How to make an American squirm. What's the name of the guy running the show? Jeff, is it? Jeff, is that his name? He's been doing it for like 30 years. When Missy brought up the fact that two people of color won immunity at some point during the game, that it really should have been mentioned, and she's proud, and all her ancestors will be proud. And just to see the compere guy squirm and not know what to say or how to react, except to come out with some kind of dribble about how, yes, but he was afraid to say it because then it would sound bad. Hashtag true. But then to waffle on with some sort of drivel about how it was, like, amazing. Oh, that's the funniest thing I've seen in a while. Okay, this is Scotty, your Aussie butler. Hi, Sam in the hinterlands. Love you.
Oh, dear. I guess y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie butler. Scotty, Big Fatty, have you played that one before? It does sound familiar, but I don't know if I've played it or not. And Survivor's over, so it doesn't really matter. And I Scotty, I'm sorry, but Karishma never did get hit by a coconut. No, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all, the phone calls have started again. You know, oh, we want to sell your mother, your dead mother's home. Y'all, it's the robot calls when you're dealing with death in a family. Y'all, it's just, especially if you're the executor. It's just crazy. Y'all, I did get one call on Thursday morning. Y'all, it was from my El Dentisto. Y'all, they were reminding me of my appointment on Monday, and y'all, I had forgotten about it. And I realized that I have not updated my big desk calendar where I put all my appointments. Big Fatty, you better get on that. In fact, end this little show and start marking that calendar. Oh, dear God, see, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I realize also that my appointment at El Dentisto is at 9 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, that's before when you usually get up, y'all, so I'm going to have to set an alarm so I don't sleep through it. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend, and y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal show. You know, they do a little show about the politics and all. And Francie, just out of curiosity, what did you think when you heard Big Fatty's Gentleman Caller report?
I managed to pull it out of my ass. That sounds vulgar.
Oh, Big Fatty, pull what out of what? And vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.